All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call this meeting to order, April the 15th of the County Commissioners 2021. And at this time, I would like to ask Commissioner Branch to do the invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Dear wise and all-loving God, thank you for this day. You have allowed us to come together and do the business for the county of Duplin. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory for all the wonderful things that you've done, seen and unseen. But Lord, right now we're facing some challenging times in our world. And we just ask, Father, that you continue to show mercy and show grace and allow us to do the things that's necessary to come on one accord, bearing in mind that it's all about you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we prepare to do the business of the commissioners here for Duplin County, let our hearts and minds be clear and focused on the things that are most important, and that is the people of Duplin County. Let us work together in harmony, understanding, respect, and with desired goals to achieve what's in the best interest of those in this great county. Lord, I ask that you continue to show patience and understanding. I ask that you continue to work with us, Lord, as we do those things that's necessary to bring about honor to your kingdom. Now, God, continue to walk with us, continue to guide us, continue to support us. And Lord, help those that are continuing to battle this terrible disease all over the land. But on your time, Lord, I ask that you eradicate it and bring us back together, united, working to do that which is pleasing to you. For it's in the precious name of Jesus that I do pray, Lord. Let us all say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, sir. Now I need to ask for approval of the night's agenda. Does any members have anything they want to add? If not, the county clerk.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to add two items to the consent agenda. First would be a budget amendment for the health department to purchase new equipment for the mobile medical unit, as well as replacements for existing, old, and updated primary care and wellness equipment. I believe you were provided with a copy of that budget amendment at your seat. Also, to the consent agenda, we've received a request from the Public Transportation Department for the chairman to sign a delegation of authority document for the North Carolina Department of Transportation. I would like to add those two items again to the consent agenda. To the regular agenda, I would like to respectfully request that the board allow Ms. Laura Moretti, Director of Marketing and Development at Vidant Duplin, to appear before you to present a proclamation for your consideration. And also, Director of Emergency Medical Services, Mr. McMahon, who is already on the agenda tonight for the acceptance of some grant funds, I would like to ask that he be allowed to discuss the paving of a driveway leading to the Medic 3 station in Chickasaw.
Do I hear a motion to accept this?
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, so now I need approval for the minutes of the April 5th regular board meeting and the meeting on April the 6th of the joint meeting with James Brunt Community College Board of Trustees.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same time. Carried. Okay, so then moving right along, I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, so now we'll open up for public comments.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments tonight.
Okay, so moving right along, let's ask Ms. Laura Moretti to come in, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Laura Moretti, and on behalf of Vidant Duplin Hospital and all of our team members, I would like to request the Duplin County Board of Commissioners adopt the following proclamation recognizing National Hospital Week in Duplin County, May 9th through the 15th, 2021. Whereas National Hospital Week celebrates hospitals and the healthcare team members who strive to improve the health and well-being of our communities through integrity, compassion, education, accountability, safety, and teamwork. And whereas a hospital is more than a place where people go to heal, it is a culture that believes in delivering health care with energy and compassion, fostering an open environment where people can question and speak freely, loving, engaging, and empowering patients and their families, making health care more accessible, and providing health care and groundbreaking medicine that go hand in hand. And whereas Duplin County is honored to join the many National Hospital Week partners in celebrating Vidant Duplin Hospital and the team members who are on the front lines working tirelessly to help others in their greatest time of need, especially during this period when we are experiencing the unprecedented challenge of the COVID-19 pandemic. And whereas Duplin County recognizes that the hardworking team members who make up Vidant Duplin Hospital deserve universal regard and appreciation for leading the way in rural health care. And now, therefore, let it be proclaimed that you, the Duplin County Board of Commissioners, do hereby recognize May 9th through the 15th, 2021, as Vidant Duplin Hospital Week in Duplin County, and urge residents to express their appreciation for the dedicated people, facilities, and technologies that deliver high-value services to meet the health needs of our community, in witness whereof you hereunto set your hand and cause the official seal of the County of Duplin to be affixed on this 19th day of April 2021.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All right, I have a motion to adopt a proclamation recognizing May 9th through the 15th, 2021, as Vidant Duplin Hospital Week in Duplin County, and urging residents to express their appreciation for the dedicated people, facilities, and technology that deliver higher value services to meet the health needs of our community. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Moretti, what's your position at the hospital?
I am Director of Marketing and Development at the hospital.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
This time I would like for Darrell Whaley to come forth, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Darrell Whaley. I'm from the Solid Waste Department, County Garage. Come before you tonight on the ask for purchase of a new loader. We put in the budget to replace this loader for this upcoming year, but April 5th we started work, and shortly after we started work, it let go. I have done some research on this. This loader has got 21,000 hours on it. 21,000. That's a lot of hours. It's a 2004 machine. It's been a great machine. Transmissions, the only thing's been replaced, but other than that, it's just wore out. I mean, it's 16 years old. Center bearing need to replace. Caterpillar man said you're looking $25,000 plus to do what it's going to take to fix this machine. You're still going to have an old machine. I have got quotes for a 2020 machine, Caterpillar, same machine. The machine we have is a waste handler, which means screens around the windshield, foam filled tires, stuff to keep it from trash and metal messing it up. I have got a quote for a 2020 model for $176,356, which is cheaper than the loader I purchased 4 years ago for $197,892. We have cut a lot of corners and found enough money to buy this machine. It's going to run us close, but we have come up with the money. The man says he can have it to me in 3 to 4 weeks if we can go ahead and do the deal. If not, I have to order one. We're looking at mid-September. I have had to rent one to keep up with the volume of trash that put me down for 2 days, and I have took pictures of this. If you want guys to see it, look at it past. That's just 2 days worth of running one loader instead of two loaders. We rented it by the month, so hopefully if we can get this settled tonight, I can have that machine when the first month's up and rent on the one we got.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second to purchase a new front-end loader for Duplin County Solid Waste Department in the amount of $176,356 before taxes. Any other discussion?
I did want to make a note. 2016-2017, our yearly tonnage was 34,744 tons. This last year, 2018-2019, was 41,979 tons. That's how much the trash has increased. And projected, we're looking at probably, as of right now, we've got 32,257, and we're looking close to 43,000 tons by the end of the year. So the trash is it's amazingly coming in. I mean, it's all we do to keep up and haul what we got. But being down this machine is kind of hurt us.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carries.
Thank you. And our free day was a success. I wanted to drop that in. We had 113 customers this past Saturday. And we took in 55 tons of trash, 2 tractor trailer loads, and the landfill and Northeast Fire Department picked up 41 bags of trash along the landfill highway over here in Northeast area. So we thank y'all. And I felt good about it. Didn't feel good that people jumped in and done what
Yeah, and I heard a lot of positive comments about that cleanup, so yeah. Very good.
He had it on the radio, and I called him this morning. He put it right back on the air, and he appreciated everybody coming in, so we're going to keep in touch with him and keep this litter stuff going.
Right. A lot of people, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
At this time, I would like for Jasmine Gadden, interim duty director of elections.
Hi everyone, my name is Jasmine Gadsden. I'm the interim director of elections, and I was coming to ask if you guys would approve our HAVA sub grant that we get every year for $90,332, and we plan to use the money to update our ADA equipment machines to express vote by the company ES&S that we normally use to purchase our machines.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to approve and accept Help America Vote Act, HAVA, funds on behalf of Duplin County Board of Elections in the amount of $90,322 and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you, Jed.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like for Jason Brock to come forward. Captain Brock.
He's out there. There you go.
I want to introduce Brandon James with IT and Mr. Dan here, Dan Dunn. They're going to be the ones who are explaining equipment stuff that we're asking for.
Okay.
Good evening. Basically what we have now, the equipment we have is outdated, obsolete. It's hard to get support for the equipment we buy, and we get what we pay for. Basically, the equipment that we have now is coming out of Canada, which we're paying international shipping on. It be here a month, 2 months. But once it gets here, it works. It doesn't. And we have to buy another piece of equipment, which we're spending countless dollars on replacing that equipment with outdated air cars from U.S. Sailor. So we find a better solution that'll save us money in the long run. And I spoke with numerous of the deputies out there on the road. The NDIS system that they use to talk back to the county is constantly dropping. It's putting them in a dangerous predicament because they can't get what they need, the information that they need in a timely manner, because of the outdated equipment they're currently using.
Brandon, if you could, for the benefit of those who listen in on the recording, could you just say, tell us what kind of equipment you're talking about? You keep saying equipment.
Oh, sure.
What is it?
Basically, it's a Cypress Solution air car box, which gives the car internet signal for the deputy's laptops.
For the mobile data terminal.
Mobile data.
It's basically a router. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Dan Dunn with Concise Networks. We've been working with the county for the last 3 years on different cellular routing projects with the health department. And we had a really good demo even before coming to present to you all. Before, with the current solution, we're looking at about a 72% success rate. So that means 25% of the time, the folks out in the field do not have access to the critical applications that they need access to. We did recent testing, and it's about 99% with the new equipment. Now, the old equipment's about 10 years old, so we got a lot of useful life out of it. But as we know, technology's changed, and also the applications that are required to do our job have also increased. And on top of that, the nice thing about the solution is that it doesn't just work with a single carrier. It can work with any carrier. So it allows the county to make a decision into the future as to which would be the best carrier for them. And that includes Verizon, AT&T FirstNet, U.S. Cellular, and T-Mobile. We'll have that flexibility. It also even has the ability to run two different carriers at the same time, potentially, with adding an optional addition, which is something that we're considering for the EMS group, because they might have a little bit more footprint to cover. The solution also works well with the CAD, existing CAD system, which is that the system which sort of drives all the different applications that are in place. It will also have the ability for us to look at a dashboard view from a remote scenario. So when we have to update firmware remotely to keep it to the latest and greatest with the newer technologies, it'll have that capability as well. The solution that we're proposing has a 5-year lifespan specific to the proposal that's in front of you now. And that means it includes all hardware, software, and support for a total of 5 years. Beyond that mark, it is $300 per router per year. I think we're thinking about 30 routers for this investment. And then beyond that, it even has the ability to work with 5G. Everybody, you know, knows about or heard about 5G. This solution is 5G ready, so you'll have the ability to not only maximize on that 5-year investment that comes with the support, but then possibly even go beyond that. So that's pretty much our proposal. Anything to add?
Okay. Is that it, Mr. Brock? Okay, I'll make a motion that we authorize the Duplin County Sheriff's Office to purchase this equipment.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to authorize Duplin County Sheriff's Department Office to purchase and sign a 5-year service agreement with Concise Network in the amount of $57,887.90 and authorize the associated budget amendment. Any more discussion?
This is in the budget, clerk?
Yes, they're using funds from within their.
But no lap salary money.
I'd have to confer with Miss Chestnut about that.
We had some leftover capital outlay that was not spent, and they're using that plus the current budget of funds they haven't used and vehicle supplies. So that is what is on the SSA budget. So no lap salary.
Any more discussion?
One thing,
Chairman Edwards, the version decks that we've got attached to the agenda request, we need to update because we had gone back and forth and worked on. We updated the terms and conditions, and then instead of referencing to this link of terms and conditions, this will have an attachment to it.
Okay.
We can get that for you and have it, Chairman Edwards, maybe more.
Okay.
So I just don't have to sign this version.
I'll send that through this evening.
Okay, thank you.
But it makes no substantive changes to the terms of the agreement.
No, it's so this references terms and conditions, and we tweaked a few things in our favor on those terms and conditions. So our terms and conditions will be more favorable to us than what's located in that link.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Tim, you're going to do that tomorrow or within the next day?
I'm going to print it out tonight.
Okay, I just making my notes on.
Okay, will Mr. Brandon McMahon come forward, please?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight, first off, to request the acceptance and the chairman signed contract for the Cape Fear Memorial Grant in the amount of $55,000, and also approve the associated budget amendment. This money will be used to purchase three mechanical CPR devices called the Lucas devices. We currently have five. This will make eight, so we'll have them all in our frontline ambulances.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to accept grant funds in the amount of $55,000 from the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation on behalf of Duplin County Emergency Medical Services to purchase three Lucas devices, authorizing the chairman to sign the grant contract and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Okay, and Mr. Brinson added me to the agenda to discuss the paving of the Medic 3 station. What we're talking about here is the driveways in and out where the employees park. That driveway is in poor shape, is an understatement. When they're pouring concrete, they had a hard time butting up to the asphalt, and so there's some indentions and things like that there now. Legion Asphalt has provided me a quote in the amount of $17,011.20, and that's to pave the U shape there around the building.
Mr. Chairman, if I may address this issue. This is the station that we recently completed construction on. It was built with a Golden Leaf grant, and not included in the grant was the driveway, the asphalt driveway. That we have a brand new concrete apron where the ambulance exits the building. We have a concrete apron in the back where it enters the building. We also have a concrete employee parking area out to the side. But in order to gain access to the back of the facility where the ambulance would come around the side of the building, it's basically crushed concrete that or asphalt and marl that's been poured over for years to try and just maintain it. We did not have enough money in the original budget for the asphalt, but we have he has monies left over in his budget this year from insurance, I believe, and if Mr. Garner, I'll get Tracy in here to verify that. It's money that was budgeted for employee insurance, and that's where we pulled all the funds for. I think this would be a benefit to this new station to have a new driveway there, and then we wouldn't have to revisit it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
A motion and a second to allow the Emergency Medical Service Department to pave the driveway leading into Med 3 station in Chinkapin at a quote price of $17,011.20 using funds from within the EMS budget and to approve the necessary budget amendment. Discussion.
Yeah. Where is this Legion Asphalt from located?
It's right there in northeast at the old, that place got flooded.
Used to be Riverside Sand area there.
Right there, Riverside Sand, yes, sir.
Okay.
And this pays from the State Highway 41 or all the way around the building.
Right, yes, sir. Back around to Highway 41.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Thank you, Brandon. Mr. Chairman, if we may, Mr. Wilson, your county attorney, has requested that we go into closed session before Ms. Shields appears. There's a matter that he needs to discuss regarding economic development, North Carolina General Session 318.11A4. And also, while we're in closed session, we're going to have a session on legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143.318.11A3.
Okay, I got a motion. Do I get a second to go into closed session? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're out of open into closed. Okay, Ms. Shields.
Yes, I am here to request a performance agreement for Project WRJ. Project WRJ qualifies for a 1NC grant from North Carolina Commerce. Project WRJ will create 33 jobs and invest over $2.9 million in Duplin County. With the 1NC grant, the company is responsible, the county is responsible to match the Tier 1 requirements in the grant, and I'm seeking approval from county commissioners tonight for that. The state program has funded the 1NC grant of $100,000, customized training to James Front Community College for $39,600 for a total incentive package of $139,600 to Project WRJ.
Do I get a motion?
So moved.
A second.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. And the motion is to authorize Economic Development Commission to enter into a performance agreement with Project
WRJ,
allowing for the payment as required of a Tier 1 county.
Yep.
If Project WRJ qualifies for job creation incentives and authorize the chairman to sign a local government certificate in 1NC grant. Any discussion?
One question. You just said the $39,000 is in conjunction with James Park.
Yes, that's correct. And that number fluctuates. It actually specifies that if there's additional customer training, that would be, there could be, they could seek additional funds should they need it. So that would go to our local community college.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you. Commissioners, I'm actually seeking another performance agreement for Project Jenny. Project Jenny qualifies for a building reuse grant and a 1NC grant from North Carolina Commerce. Project Jenny will create 40 jobs and invest over $767,000 in Duplin County. With the 1NC grant, the county is responsible to meet the Tier 1 requirements to match the grant. The state program is offering a 1NC fund of $120,000, a building reuse fund of $150,000, customized training to James Front for $50,000, for a total incentive package of $320,000.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Well, I'll see.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to authorize Economic Development Commission to enter into a performance agreement with Project Jenny, allowing for the payment as of required of a Tier 1 county if Project Jenny qualifies for the job creation incentives, and authorize the chairman to sign a resolution in support of Project Jenny to expand the East Coast facility in Wallace, North Carolina, and sign a local government certification of 1NC grant. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The last item of request is a budget amendment, moving funds from one line item to the other. Duplin County is responsible for a railroad spur at West Park Industrial Park, or West Park, which is our one of our industrial parks. Repairs of switch ties and cross ties are needed for the CSX Railroad to repair this railroad, or they will be forced to shut down the railroad. The railroad spur is between Bungie and U.S. Cold Storage on the backside. U.S. Cold Storage and Bungie both really rely on the railroad. This is the second phase of this repair. There's three phases. Back in October, we did a phase for $24,000 in repair. That was every third to fourth railroad tie. And now we are asking for me to transition money from the grant services line item in my budget to CSX Railroad to repair for $33,000. There will be another request in the future for $30,000 for completing the entire repairs of this railroad. So I'm seeking if we are allowed to move monies from the grant services client portion of my budget to specifically the railroad portion. In the past, there was not a line item in my budget for the railroad, so we have worked with finance to create that so it can be very clear cut.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second to approve the necessary budget amendment to move funds in the amount of $33,000 from grant client line item to CSX Railroad line item to pay Lewis Brothers Construction Company to repair for repairs of the railroad spur at West Park. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Commissioners. I've come before you on the issue of subdividing out 5 acres, a 5-acre tract out at Duplin Commons for the purposes of the Animal Care Control and Adoption Center. Right now, there's a USDA loan on that entire property out there. There's a deed of trust that encapsulates the whole campus. Tri-County is loaning the money on this one. That's also through the USDA, but it's, you know, administered through Tri-County. They're going to need a second deed of trust for the money that they are loaning us for the construction of that facility. They are okay. So it'll be a second deed of trust. They're okay with being a second deed of trust on the whole campus. They're also okay with us subdividing it out and just having a second deed of trust on those 5 acres, which would be better for us for future development out there, which is going to be complicated if we got two deeds of trust on the whole property. So the idea of this is subdividing out the 5 acres so that there's only the USDA's loan and now Tri-County's on that 5 acres.
So Tri-County's just going to take a second on the 5 acres and not the entire?
Right.
Okay.
Correct. And in the past, what we've had to do on some things out there is get a release of the first deed of trust to convey property out there. That this will make it easier. We'll only have to deal with one loan if we have to confront that issue on the rest of the campus going forward.
Do I get a motion?
So moved. Good.
I got a motion and a second to execute a quick claim deed from the County of Duplin to the County of Duplin for a 5-acre tract of land at Duplin Commons on which the new Duplin County Animal Care Control and Adoption Facility will be constructed, and allow the chairman to sign. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, everybody saw in your package a certificate of thanks from the Community Partnership and Engagement Program for support of the 2020 census.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any more business?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Do I get a motion?
I make a motion that we adjourn until the next meeting.
I got a motion and a second that we adjourn till Monday, May the 3rd, 2021 at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Board of County Commissioner meeting in Duplin County Administration Building located at 224 Seminary Street, Kenesville, North Carolina. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.